Imagine Dragons on Mix 97, 851. Tanya Burr, our guest here in Studio 97, giving us all an education on nurse practitioners. How many years university does a nurse practitioner he or she have?
So in order to even apply to be a nurse practitioner, you have to have your bachelor's degree, your bachelor of science degree in nursing. So that's 4 years, generally speaking, off the bat. And then you have to work for an extended period of time before you and have a number of hours before you can even apply to nurse practitioner school. From then, you also do a 2-year degree or a master's degree, and along with core courses in advanced health assessment, diagnosis, pharmacology. So typically, you're looking at least 6 years of university education. I guess myself, I did a couple of things prior to going into nursing. So I have about 9 years of university education.
Wow, you've done well. A graduate of Trenton High School, too?
I am.
Good for you.
Now, for people listening, if you can sort of explain what the confidence level is in a nurse practitioner. You talked about your years of schooling, but maybe tell Mix Nation a little bit more about maybe the differentiating from a doctor to a nurse practitioner. There's not a lot that's too far off from the two professions.
Yeah, I think certainly there's some barriers to our practice that exist, and those are much more system-level barriers than I think the ability or the knowledge, skill, and judgment to provide those services. Those would be CAT scan, MRI or magnetic resonance imaging, and point-of-care testing. An example of that would be a urine analysis or dipping to see if you have a urinary tract infection. Those, however, should be removed from our barriers of practice by winter 2020. I think ultimately the difference is in how we're trained. I think nurses are ultimately still trained like nurses. So we don't have a lot of the business education and some of those other things that happen perhaps when physicians are taught. And we have a different way of, I think, looking at patients. And I think that's why we work so well in a collaborative sense and as a team, because you make sure that a patient gets the right provider at the right time for what they need.
And an NP also even can assist with the new assisted dying sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So when that law came out in June 2016, nurse practitioners at that point did not have the ability to prescribe opioids. And so that was changed and altered at a much higher system level, the ministry level with the College of Nurses. So nurse practitioners now have the ability to do a primary assessment for medical assistance in dying. And that ultimately means that they would then complete that procedure. And they also can be a secondary assessor as well, which has really increased access in rural communities.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning. I think we've all learned something, and the city started the conversation to hopefully maybe have 10 nurse practitioners working. And how do you see this as a win-win situation for so many?
Absolutely. I think nurse practitioners also have this amazing ability to not be bound by a fee-for-service model where you have to see a number of certain patients in order to, you know, ensure that your income is at a certain level given we're paid salary. So a lot of the time we're really utilized to do outreach. So we go to the homes of patients that are frail, elderly, housebound, or unable to get into clinic, and we can provide primary care services to them in their home, which I think is a really big win for residents of our community.
And I would think the doctors locally would be on board with this too and saying, yeah, they're well educated. They're part of the team. This is all part of the health team.
To be honest, Sean, I have never once had an issue working collaboratively with a physician. I think we work really well together. I've built great relationships, and I think that we really can create a great environment for patients to work interdisciplinary.
How many patients or how big of a roster could one nurse practitioner take on?
Typically, in a primary care setting, most nurse practitioners will roster about 800 patients.
Thanks for this morning. Really appreciate you popping in before work. And educating us all on the role, and maybe that's going to be an even bigger role soon enough. And you were mentioned to me yesterday, is it okay? Christine Elliott, who's the Minister of Health, has said that more responsibility will go to nurse practitioners, hopefully in early 2020.
Yeah, and that's that removal of preferably the CAT scan, the MRI, and the point of care testing, which again would allow us to function a little more independently, but also allow us to manage patients, I think, a little more, cohesively.
Really. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.
Have a good summer.
Yes, you too.
Kids busy?
Yeah, dancing and just kind of hanging out in the sunshine, I guess.
That's what kids do, dance in the sunshine.
There we go.
Have a good one.
Thanks.